I think I'm going to start going to bike parks and riding a BMX bike down hills and jumps and such.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it might be my true calling. I keep watching YouTube videos of people doing it. Seems pretty awesome.
It's pretty enthralling.
Yeah. And like, I don't know. I've gotten hurt enough in my life that if I wipe out on one of those, like, whatever.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
Yeah. I feel like I've gotten hurt more than like most people. Like, I've hit my head so much.
I have noticed you seem to hit your head like more often than the average person.
I'm just like not aware of like my body.
Maybe.
Maybe I think I'm maybe I'm like a dog who still thinks they're a puppy.
Maybe you think you're like made of rubber and you're like, this will be fine. And then
well,
it isn't.
Well, I do. I will say this. And maybe some people listening already know this. I do think I'm indestructible. Like, I was in a car crash that like should have killed me.
Yeah.
Like a gigantic truck slamming into you. Slamming into the side of a crossover vehicle. Like, that should kill you. The driver's side of that, like, should murder me. But, like...
Then you didn't.
I'm still here, you fucking
lived.
Bitch.
He lived.
Yeah.
Can you fucking believe it?
The other day, I was reading Jacoby Shaddix. Do you know who that person is?
No.
He's the singer for Papa Roach.
Oh,
he was talking about... Linkin Park replacing their singer, and he was like, I don't know, like it's different because like that band has two singers, but like, you know, I don't know how I'd feel if like I died and my band replaced me. He's like, it's just like, I don't know, I guess I wouldn't care because I'm dead. He's like, but I'm not going anywhere, baby. I'm a cockroach. And I was like, oh, he has this like whole identity attached to him that he can survive anything.
Yeah.
And then I thought about it for 5 seconds and I was like, I also have that identity. Yeah, I do hit my head like a lot. Yeah.
Do you think that's caused any like problems?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, definitely. Like, when I was doing PTSD therapy, overshare time, when I was doing PTSD therapy, the therapist that was doing it was like, have you had a lot of concussions? And I was like, yeah, I think so. And she was like, yeah, people who have concussions are like more prone to like... experience like flashbacks and stuff. And I was like,
oh,
well, yeah, because I've hit my head so goddamn much. But I haven't in a while. Like, I haven't been concussed in a minute.
Yeah.
I think it's been years. There was one a few years ago where I hit my head on a staircase. I think 2020, I hit my head on a staircase, just like going up the stairs.
Mm.
Don't ask how that happens, everybody. And like, that night, I literally could not fall asleep because I was so concussed. Like, I just didn't sleep.
Damn.
It sucked. Yeah.
I
but,
don't think
you
that
know,
helped the concussion either.
Not sleeping?
Yeah.
Definitely not. No. But, again, another instance of me thinking I'm indestructible is I'm just like, I'm just going to ride this out.
Yeah.
Like, I'm in so much pain that I can't sleep. Who fucking cares?
You got to thug it out
for
the people.
Yeah. But I'm older and smarter and... You know,
smarter.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I'd like to think so.
Yeah,
I'm not. You know, if that happened to me now, I would seek medical attention. But when it happened to me back then, I was like, "Whatever. What am I, a pussy?
This
Come
is not
on.
A problem for a guy like me."
Yeah, I don't know. Thugging it out is like less cool when you're 27.
Like, yeah,
when you're like 23, it's like, yeah, whatever. But
yeah, thug it out. You know.
Yeah.
Thugged out a damn hurricane.
Yeah, we did. Holy fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And a chlorine explosion.
Dude, it's...
How was the air quality over by you?
It was fine. I
mean, it was dog shit over here.
Damn.
It was like it smelled like chlorine up until like this morning.
See, I didn't... yesterday, I didn't wake up until like 3 p.m. So I didn't... and it was apparently pretty bad in the morning. but I wasn't awake in the morning, so I had no idea.
Right, yeah.
And then I woke up and I saw like a notification on my phone as like chlorine contamination in the air, and I was like, what the fuck is going on today, man?
It's a pretty eerie emergency message to get, is like lab explosion.
They were like, it's not likely to harm most people, and I was like, what who are the not most people that it's supposed to harm?
Yeah, it could be me.
Yeah. I don't know. Like,
will harm anyone with several concussions.
Yeah. So I never smelled any chlorine or like rubber gloves or anything that's like kind of an indicator of that. But like, just to be safe, Scott had Young Mountain over, and Scott was like,
they'll defend you.
Yeah, the Young Mountain defended me from the chlorine. But we went to Hattie B's, and I had bought masks earlier in the day because I was like, fucking just in case. So we all wore masks to go get Hattie B's.
Nice.
And, you know, that's about the extent of the inconvenience that we ever had.
Did someone in a red hat call you a slur?
No. There are actually like a lot of people wearing masks out that I noticed. Like, there are a bunch of like everyone who was working at Walgreens that wasn't a cashier was wearing a mask.
Oh, yeah.
There's some people working at Publix that were wearing masks. There are some just normal people that were also wearing masks.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, it's got to be pretty serious. I better fucking pick these up quick.
It stopped smelling like chlorine, I'd say, this morning when I went outside.
Mm.
I was like, okay, this isn't that bad. But like last night it was still smelling like chlorine up here. But
damn,
we're closer to, like, Conyers is like close to the studio.
So. Well, I worked last night, and I work out of my parents' house, which is like 10 minutes from here. And I couldn't smell it at all last night either.
Damn. All right.
Like,
well,
I guess it just like plopped onto Dom's studio for a minute, and then.
Or
I can't smell chlorine.
I was going to say I have heightened sense of smell due to my multiple concussions.
Couldn't Dan smell it too? Like,
Dan definitely smelled it too. I mean, I was in Lawrenceville yesterday morning, and I woke up and it was all foggy, and I was like, what the fuck happened?
Mm-hmm.
And Dan was like, chlorine lab exploded. And I was like, hold on, back up. And like, said it very nonchalant, and I was like, chlorine lab?
Chlorine lab.
It had to be, okay. It's a lab where they use chlorine for some sort of testing. It's not a lab where they
make chlorine,
right? Like, I'm not stupid, right?
I really don't know.
Yeah, neither do I.
I just know that it was caused by a sprinkler, like a faulty sprinkler.
I'm calling insurance fraud on that.
So true.
Yeah. If a sprinkler can make your lab explode.
And like it was like a faulty one. So like,
it was the first time they used the sprinklers. Come on. Let's not be stupid here, folks.
How is a sprinkler going to catch on fire?
Yeah. No accidental.
It sprays
deaths.
Water.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
No fire reported injuries. Come on.
Come on. Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
I'll kill you, motherfucker.
Yeah, we should acknowledge we are in a different location today.
That is true. Yeah. Video watchers, I've started dropping the audio and video on the same day. So it doesn't really matter. People who watch the video don't really listen to the audio, and vice versa.
Vice versa, yeah.
So, video watchers, if you're watching, we are in not my apartment. That's because we're in Dom's studio, aka Toast and Jam Studio.
Former guest of the pod, Dom Maduri.
Yeah. Probably future guest of the pod, too.
Yeah, yeah. He might walk in on us recording this episode.
In all likelihood, he probably will, or the Patreon.
Yeah, true.
But
oh, fuck. Are we doing the Patreon?
Yeah, might as well. We're on a roll, baby.
We are, yeah.
But, yeah, we're at Toast and Jam Studio because Carson is recording the next Dow Boys album.
Yup.
It was just easier to do it here. So we're doing
it
here.
I'm living here while we're making this record, so.
Yeah, you know, I'm not, but I could be.
Is the whiteboard in frame?
I don't think so. Well, it is now.
Yeah, here's the, we're doing guitars and basses right now for the first five songs. The album isn't five songs.
Yeah, that would be crazy.
When we tweeted the picture, I was like, I hope everyone doesn't think the album is only five songs.
Some people probably did, because like Crazy Ass Moments in Nu Metal History was like, Dan just left the band when Dan tweeted that.
Yeah, because so like, Dan tweeted from the account, Dan just quit the band.
Yeah.
Dan did not quit the band.
No.
It was a little gag.
It was a funny little prank.
It was a funny little prank.
You'll also notice that we have mic stands, which
that's
is so
we stole
nice.
Dom's equipment. Yeah, I don't know if I can go back after this.
No, yeah, this is like, this is so much better than holding
granted,
the mic.
This whole month we're going to be doing the podcast like this, but
it'll be a good month.
I don't think I can go back, man. I love this. This is so comfy.
Maybe once Patreon fucking pays us, we can
yeah,
buy
no,
a
that
mic
is
stands.
Asinine. I gotta send an email tonight.
Yeah,
because it's just like to an undisclosed amount of money. It's just sitting there, and I could either hit payout, and then it'll give me the 10 business days message again, or I can hit auto withdrawal, which I don't think gets us the full amount immediately.
Yeah,
but I don't know. I think I'm just gonna email them tonight.
Be like, hey, why aren't you giving us our fucking money?
Sup? Fuckers.
I'll kill you.
Yeah, anyway. You want to jump into this song?
Well, first, welcome back to This Ain't a Scene, It's a Podcast.
Oh, wow.
We're back, the he, him brothers, Carson and Dawson.
I'm he.
And I'm him. And I'll let you decide who has the names in this situation, whose name is whose.
Yeah.
I think that's everything we have to go over before we like get started.
Yeah, I think so. Do we have any housekeeping things or anything?
Not really.
My mustache.
Yeah,
it is new.
Carson's got a mustache now. I don't know how well you can tell because like,
it's pretty dark.
It's pretty dark. We haven't quite figured out the lighting for this space yet. Dom is not currently here, so while we did steal a couple of his things, we feel a little bad about stealing all of his things, so we're going to wait till he's around to figure out the lighting.
Yeah.
So hopefully next week's episodes should look better, but yeah.
We'll see.
Maybe they won't. Maybe they'll look worse.
Maybe they'll be even worse.
Maybe we'll make them look worse on purpose. I think this frame, like, compositionally looks pretty good.
Yeah, no, I think you kind of killed it in that department.
Yeah. There's like two different wall textures behind
each of us. There's a guitar
there
to show that music saved my life.
To show that this is a music podcast.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Do you get musician gifts for any holidays or birthdays?
Sometimes. I think the first year I started playing bass, which was 2019, I got a bass scales book. And I haven't learned a single one of them.
Yeah, of course not. Yeah.
I don't know any
skills.
You've
been playing bass for 5 years?
Yeah.
That's insane.
I know.
You're really good.
Thanks.
That's crazy. I don't know if that counts. I'm more talking about like a shirt with an acoustic guitar on it.
Oh, yeah. My mom got me a shirt with a cat playing guitar on it. And I think I wore it to a show one time.
Yeah, yeah. My mom still hasn't really graduated past that phase.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I've been playing guitar since I was like 11 years old. And my mom like still is making the rounds around the local Target to find me the electric guitar pajama pants for Christmas. I'm like, thank you. So I kind of like them now because now it's looped back around and I'm like, hilarious.
Yeah.
You know,
it's like, this is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's about my mom's understanding of like merch.
Yeah.
You know, if I was like, I don't even know if my mom like has said the word Metallica or if she saw a Metallica shirt at Target, she'd be like, I don't think he would want that.
It's like, that looks too scary.
Sure. Yeah. 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 Well, I think it'd be the embarrassment of my mom purchasing a Metallica shirt.
Yeah.
This is just an example. Replace Metallica with anything. Anything outside of the realm of, like, again, acoustic guitar pajama pants.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we love her. Shout out Jenny.
Shout out Jenny.
Yeah.
You know, there's a Walk the Moon song called Jenny?
Yeah, of course.
Great song.
I mean, I watched that band play that song in 2011.
I watched that band play that song in 2021.
All right.
10 years apart. Can you believe
wow.
it?
Wow. You know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, that is kind of wild.
That is pretty crazy.
They're still playing it 10 years on, huh?
They're on hiatus right now. They like kind of soft broke up.
Didn't someone in that band get kind of canceled too?
Yeah, but that was a long time ago and they kicked him out immediately.
Kicked him out immediately.
Yeah, gotcha. And then they just kept trucking after that.
Word. Why are they on hiatus?
I don't know. I guess they just wanted to take a break because they've been going like pretty constantly since that first record came out, and Nicholas even longer than that. So like, yeah, they were just like, we're going on hiatus. Here's a final little EP of some old songs and like a new one. And then those three songs were really good, and they just have been quiet since then.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think they're playing a cruise ship. This was this year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, earlier this year.
They're playing a cruise ship as like their final show or something?
No, I think they just picked that up for the funny.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Because like they technically already played their final show, but I think they're playing a cruise ship because...
Interesting.
Why not?
So, I mean, I don't know.
Maybe it's like kind of a soft hiatus. Because like they said they were working on new stuff before that, and then they were like, well, hiatus time.
Maybe they have label deadlines to meet or something like that, and they were just like, this record's not good enough.
I think they're independent now.
That'd be crazy. I mean, that'd be awesome for them.
Yeah. I think their last record was put out. No, it was on Island, I think.
Oh, word. But maybe their Island deal's up.
Maybe.
I'm going to just Island deal. All right.
Sorry. I'm going to double check this because I...
Yeah. I mean, it's not that fucking important.
No, but... it's not, but I really like that band. So I want to find out.
Something happened to me today. And I want to lead it into the song.
Mm-hmm.
We were listening to a terrible, awful, fucking dog shit record by a band that shall remain nameless.
Yeah.
A
the
popular
band. Was Walk
band.
The Moon.
We were listening to Walk the Moon's
secret fifth album.
Secret fifth album. Yeah. No. This is not a small band either. It's not like I'm like shitting on like a local band or something like that.
Yeah.
It's a big record, technically, I guess. It's on a big label. I don't know if people like it, but we were listening to it in Dom's car, and I hated every second of it so much. It sounds like dick. The lyrics are terrible. The songs are awful. Every song is like pretty much the same tempo.
Oh man.
It yeah.
I hate listening to records like that.
It's pretty dog awful. It's fucking just wolf cum. Mm-hmm. I hate it. But maybe wolf cum's cool. I don't know.
I don't know if wolf cum specifically is cool.
We could make it cool. But I hated it so much. And then Jackie was making a joke about the Five Finger Death Punch song, Champagne.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard that song?
No.
Well, the standout line is at one point he goes, taking selfies on your phone. Which always really we get a kick out of that one.
That's always a great line to put in your song.
Always awesome. But we, and like, you know, just in the interest of listening to terrible music, we put it on.
Mm-hmm.
And in comparison to the awful record we were listening to by an unknown band beforehand, Champagne by Five Finger Death Punch was an amazing song.
Oh, man.
I was like, wow, this song's good, actually. And a similar thing happened with the song that we're doing this week.
Which is Heaven's Gate. Here's a snippet of it. And it's over. Wow.
We've had such dog shit weeks.
Just unbearable.
I mean, like, Tell That Mick was great.
Oh yeah,
but like
that was an Oasis.
Before that,
a
Roxanne
desert.
And what was before that?
Something. I think it was. I think it was bad.
Yeah, I don't remember. Probably.
I mean, Roxanne and like on its own.
Roxanne and City in a Garden.
Oh yeah, that shit was
whipping us around.
Mm-hmm.
And then me knowing this was a Mania song, I was like, well, this is going to fucking suck my fucking dink.
Yeah.
And Dawson, I kind of like this song.
It's not that bad.
I kind of really like it. I think it's cool.
I think I've part of it might be like whenever we've been listening to a song in preparation for this episode, we've kind of gone into it with the mentality of like, oh, this is going to be like some dog shit because that's just what we've been getting lately.
Yeah.
So then when we go into it with that expectation for this song and then it's like competent, we're like, holy fuck.
Yeah. Well,
I think that it's probably better than competent, but like, you know, I think it's worth taking inventory on like our expectations and how those are interacting with the quality of this song. I definitely think it's one of the better songs on Mania.
Yeah.
Pretty low bar, obviously. But
obviously a low bar, but like, I don't know, man.
It's not Wilson.
It's not Wilson.
It's not as good as Wilson. It's definitely
it's not
better.
As bad as Young and Menace.
Yeah. And it's definitely better than Church.
It's definitely better than Church.
Yeah.
Also
a low bar, but
I mean, I don't know. Church isn't that bad.
I hate that song.
When I think about Church, I'm not like, it doesn't like bother me. And if I heard them play Church live, I'd be like, all right, cool.
If I heard them play Church live, I would be thinking about how much I don't want them to do that.
It's your girlfriend's favorite Fall Out Boy song.
I know. That doesn't change my answer or opinion.
You know, I don't know. If it was my girlfriend's favorite Fall Out Boy song, I'd defend it a little bit more. But
listen,
hey, we're not talking about me. We're talking about you.
Sorry, baby.
Yeah. I think that this one's cool. And I think that it being in three and having that swing and that those little guitar riffs that clearly sound like, you know, live played
mm-hmm.
and not like chopped up or something like that or like sampled. Very cool. The drums aren't incredibly annoying like most of the drums on this record.
And they sound like pretty real, especially
sound pretty
towards
real,
the end.
Yeah. I don't know if I, maybe if I had remembered that this song was on the record, I think the times that I've listened to this, like I've just been so fatigued towards this point of the record that I'm just like, this sounds like nothing to me.
Yeah.
Or I have stopped before this song. That's more likely, is that I've just been like, I'm five songs in. I'm good. But I remember, you know, I listened to this full record a few times when it came out just because, you know, I assume it was like sort of a Phantom Menace effect where I was trying to convince myself it was good.
Mm-hmm.
This is impressive on its own, not in the context of Mania. I think this is a very, very cool song.
I think it's better than most of the stuff on the two preceding albums.
Yes. Yeah.
Which is kind of crazy to think about. Like if this had come out as a single and like we didn't have the context of how ass those two albums before this are.
Sure.
We'd probably be like, oh, well, it's a little different, but
would never
be
a single though.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah. Well, and when I listen to this today, Champion immediately starts after this, and I was like,
yeah.
Get
me out of here. Oh, fuck.
I was like, oh, I forgot I hate this song.
Yeah.
I
was listening to this record, and I'm like, surely, like, can it be that bad? And then I remembered Stay Frosty and fucking...
Yeah, Stay Frosty sucks.
Church and Champion and Sunshine Riptide and Young and Menace.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly,
Young and Menace might come out on, like, might come out higher for me in comparison to some of these songs. Like, obviously, this and Wilson is better.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. This is, like, a little hidden gem on this record. And I think we probably say it, like, every episode that this album comes up, but this album is a series of experiments.
Yeah.
And this is one that works so well.
Mm-hmm.
And they crushed it.
I think, really, my biggest issue with it is it sounds like Patrick is over singing so hard. Like,
sure.
It, and
specifically on the word boost. Dude, which is
his pronunciation, like the way he says boost hurts me.
Boost. Boost.
But he's doing that in chest voice.
I kind of like it though.
I don't really like it. I think like I like the lyrics, at least. I like the sentiment and what they're going for.
Yeah. I like the lyric. I before we started this episode, I was like, am I able to say there's a single lyric in this one that I don't like?
Yeah.
And I'll be real, there
isn't. Not really. No.
I like pretty much all the lyrics.
Nothing sticks out.
They keep it kind of short and sweet, too. Mm-hmm. Like, this song kind of blows by.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost 4 minutes, but, like, I don't feel it at all.
It doesn't overstay
its welcome. Yeah. There's songs on this record that are 2.5 minutes that feel like they're 6.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, I don't know.
Let's just for comparison, this song is 3 minutes and 45 seconds, and Stay Frosty Royal Milk Tea, one of the worst songs I've ever heard in my whole life, is 2 minutes and 50 seconds. And that song feels 8 times longer than this one, which is, like, crazy. But, I mean, that's songwriting for you, man. Like, this is pretty dynamically structured.
Yeah.
It starts out, like, quieter, and then, like, it just grows in intensity throughout, and I will say, I do think the over-singing is helped a little bit whenever there's, like, the chorus behind him.
Yeah.
Then it's not nearly as...
Like, the harmonies and the stacking and stuff.
Yeah. It's not nearly as grating or noticeable.
I agree with that, and also the minimal instrumental on this helps, too.
Yeah.
It
doesn't
so
feel
much,
overproduced at all.
Yeah. So much of this record and American Beauty are, like, blown out everything, and there's this funny noise, and there's MIDI trumpets, and there's a guitar, but it's a fucking Munsters sample.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just like there's an 808 under it and all that shit. And this song, like, avoids those production tropes for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to focus in on his voice, which I think is probably the main selling point to this song, is like, man, this fucker can sing.
Yeah.
He really can.
He really
can.
And
it's an awesome song. I don't like the way he says boost, but it's okay. Like, I don't know. The over singing makes the song worse when the production is so annoying.
Yeah.
When the production is like 45 trumpets and a bass drop and 12 noises.
Like, everything is just in front of your ear constantly, and then Patrick just isn't fucking helping. Like,
yeah,
that's
terrible
it's
for
worst.
Autism music.
Yeah.
Or but if it was experimental, it'd be great for autism. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. Because I basically did just describe a Lip Critic song, but, like, it's annoying when Fall Out Boy does it. And the over-singing and the look what I can do with my voice over that is really annoying.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, I got to think about, like, to some kids, they're that, like, the part of their brain that lights up when they hear that,
mm-hmm.
when they're 12 or 13, is probably the same part of my brain that lights up when I hear breakdowns.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, can I really blame them? Like,
some kid probably hears,
Immortals.
Fucking Immortals. And, like, their brain lights up in the same way that mine does at the new JPEG Mafia record, which I've come around completely on.
Thank God.
I think that record's awesome now. I thought it was just okay at first, but like for some reason, like it, I checked it out again last week.
Yeah,
and
you
it
had
clicked.
A pretty dog shit opinion day one.
I think like I see where I was coming from. So annoyed with JPEG Mafia at that point.
Yeah,
like he was.
Everybody was.
Yeah, he was big on
Except
his
me.
Like. He was like he had like just hung out with Kanye.
Yeah,
which hanging out with Kanye in 2024 is like one of the worst things you can probably do as far as
just in case you're listening to this in 2030 and like
you've forgotten who Kanye is or something, and like he's been just absorbed into a black hole where nobody remembers him.
Or maybe he came out as gay and turned his life around.
Maybe, yeah.
That'd be cool. I think that's the last thing he can do.
Yeah.
Is be like, actually, I'm gay, and I was wrong for all these things, and I said all these this crazy stuff because I hated myself for being gay.
I've been parading my Kim Kardashian lookalike wife around in basically nude clothing for years because I was overcompensating for being gay.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
And I wouldn't forgive him, but I would understand.
I wouldn't forgive him, but I'd be like, that's cool.
That's cool.
I'd be like, that's awesome.
Speak your truth, sister.
Yeah. Bring it on home, Sister Chica. Sister Kanye.
But yeah, now I've become significantly less annoyed with JPEG.
Destroyer of worlds. Now I've become significantly less annoyed, destroyer of worlds.
Yeah. And now I think the album's fantastic.
Yeah,
it also
awesome.
Helped. I watched the Professor Sky video on it. And if you're not watching Professor Sky, you gotta get on that shit, brother.
Yeah.
One of the best.
If you're
YouTubers
not watching
out
another
there.
White dude analyze hip hop, what are you doing?
What are you fucking doing? Hey,
nah,
I mean,
great. I love him.
If
he's
you were
dope.
Burned by What's the Dirt being a fucking loser, then watch Professor Sky because he's also white. If that's a requirement for
so
you.
So what happened with What's the Dirt? He's a huge loser.
Yeah,
I've never watched his channel once. I'm an FD signifier guy myself.
So based,
yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
But
shout out
another guy you should be watching.
Atlanta guy too.
Yeah, there's a chance that I could run into him and then not.
If
say
I run
or do
into
anything.
Him, I'm paying for his meal or whatever he needs. And I'd be like, sir, I love you.
Your YouTube channel is so great.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I run into him, I might be too scared to talk to him because I'm scared of talking to anybody. That
I feel
like
it'll be like that TJ Six song where he's like, "I just took a picture with a white fan." I feel like it'll be like that. That's what I'm worried about.
I've seen like people post pictures, specifically white people post pictures with him, and he seems like it was a cool interaction as long as you're normal.
I mean, yeah, I'm going to be normal as fuck.
Yeah, then no problem.
Anyway, yeah, I'm an FD signifier guy, and I don't know who What's the Dirt is. So.
What's the Dirt? I think we talked about it.
We did a little bit. I know he had a, like, 2.5 hour Drake and Kendrick beef thing.
Well, he had... He had been making videos about the beef song by song. So like right after the first person shooter video dropped, he dropped a video like analyzing their whole history. And then like right after that happened, Like That came out. So then he was started making videos about that, and then fucking Beefageddon happened and eight songs got dropped within the span of a week. Do you want that?
I mean, I just keep throwing it around because I need a little toy.
Yeah. But,
I said I've gotten older, not less like a cat. Everybody.
So true. But he had been making song by song videos on it. So, like, he made one about the Drake ones before this and the Kendrick ones before this. And he popped off because of this. And, like, he's only been making videos for 2 years, and then he got, like, fucking 400,000 subscribers off of the beef.
Okay, good for him.
And part of that was because his videos before this were really good. Like, especially his 616 in LA video. Like, he put forth the theory that the first verse is Kendrick rapping from Drake's perspective, which when he, like, said that and then laid it all out, I was like, damn. he's right. And a lot of people were like that. So he's getting a lot of like cosigns from other influential hip hop commentators, specifically, and this will be important in a second, specifically black hip hop commentators.
Okay.
So he was getting all of these cosigns, and then he was teasing this Family Matters video, and he was like, it's 2.5 hours long. And everyone's like, 2.5 hours for Family Matters? That song is like, everything is on the sleeve on that song. Like, it's not Euphoria, brother. Like, you don't have to go that deep into it.
Yeah.
And then he like dropped a couple like weird tweets about like trying to imply that Kendrick was lying about him and Whitney, his partner, being in like a good place in fucking 2015, and like using an interview clip to justify that. And everyone's like, how are you getting that information? And then he was like,
he went too deep.
He went too deep.
He got lost in the sauce.
Yep. That's precisely the problem with that video, is that video eventually comes out and he got so lost in the sauce, but not even just the sauce.
Now I want to watch it.
Oh, it's so bad. It's like, not even like there's a bunch of just like completely wild, like unbelievable reaches in there. But like more than anything else, it's just pretty boring. Because like he's stretching out this song for 2.5 hours, when Drake is not the kind of guy to write a 7-minute song that deserves 2.5 hours of breakdown. But the real problem came in when he put forth a couple wild theories that raised some eyebrows. One, he said that
Kendrick's white.
New theory: Kendrick Lamar is a white man. No, the one that really caused a bunch of people to like raise eyebrows and like kind of look at him sideways was when he said that Drake said the N-word 37 times in that song to indicate that he had been black for 37 years, which is so fucking stupid. And like, if you're listening and
that's awesome.
If you're listening and you aren't black, we're not black, just in case you're blind.
Yeah, just in case you thought, just in case our voices confused you.
But like,
just in case both of us sounding like different levels of nesting dolls of Michael Cera confused you.
But like, I've seen some specifically white people be like, I heard that and I saw no problem. So like, in case you don't see the problem with that, let me break it down. One, if Drake did that, that means he sat down and counted the amount of N-words to use in a song and then was like, 37 works because it's 37. The same age as me. And if he didn't do that, that means What's the Dirt sat down and counted the amount of times Drake used the N-word in a rap song, which is so weird.
That is really strange, yeah.
So
the levels that you have to get to be like, you know,
I should even consider
I
doing
should
this.
Count how many N-words there are.
Yeah. So like, if you ever get to that point when you're analyzing a rap song, pack it up, buddy, to like take 2 weeks off, like,
yeah,
refocus. But what happened after that was Justin Hunt, AKA the Company Man, who is also somebody you should be watching. He's been in this for fucking like 20 years or something.
Yeah.
Basically innovated the rap video essay space. Like, he's the reason that all of these videos exist, basically.
He was doing it on like Live Leak or something.
No, he was doing like rap breakdowns on the Hip Hop DX channel.
Oh, word.
And like, his videos,
I guess it's
were
possible at this point to have a YouTube channel for almost 20 years.
Yeah.
Goddamn. All
it's
right.
Crazy. But he saw this and was like, I'm going to say something because this is weird. And he was like, he pointed out how putting this kind of thing in your video is kind of dangerous because it influences people who don't know any better to do similar things.
Yeah, sure. like to lose their goddamn minds.
Yeah. To get so lost in the sauce that you just like forget being normal. And his video is very it's very measured, it's very gracious. It doesn't like completely go after What's the Dirt's character as a guy. It was basically the nicest criticism he could have asked for how out of pocket.
And then he responded with some dog shit.
Dude, he dropped a 12-minute video on Twitter. And he was so fucking mad. It was genuinely one of the least comfortable experiences I've ever had watching any video.
That I have to see.
It's archived, yeah. He deleted it, but they got it. And like... he had already said a couple other weird things in his video.
Sure.
Like one, he admitted to tracing Drake's dad's genealogy to figure out if they were slaves, which is fucking insane to do.
Whoa.
And also even more insane to admit to doing in a video breaking down a rap song. I think you got to go to prison for that.
Yeah, you're under the jail for that one, buddy.
Yeah, but he said even worse stuff in this video on Twitter. Like part of another part of that video that Justin took issue with was saying, because Drake's mom is white and Drake's dad is black, so the start of that song is Drake's mom going like, maybe in this song you shouldn't start it out by saying, and then he says the N-word. And he was like, that's pretty clever to disrespect your white mom. And he was like, his mom probably doesn't want him to say the N-word or whatever, 'cause she's white, but his dad's side of the family definitely uses it. And Justin was like, how do you know that? Justin was like, I'm black. My family's black. I didn't grow up in a household where we said the N-word. I didn't say it for 20 years. And then when What's the Dirt hears this, he goes, I can kind of tell. And I was like, what the fuck is wrong?
Oh, my Lord.
So it was just so fucking disrespectful. Like the whole video.
Oh my God.
Like calling Justin a snake, which is so crazy to say that to maybe like the biggest institution in hip hop commentary. And so this video hits and he like doubles and triples and quadruples down on his Twitter mentions. And a couple days later, Justin drops another video, which is one of the most entertaining takedowns I've ever seen of anybody in my entire life. And then What's the Dirt's like, oh, fuck.
Oh, no.
Oh, I fucked up so bad. So he put out an apology. Him and Justin, like, made up, and now he's, like, taking a hiatus from YouTube. But, like, I don't really feel compelled to watch his videos from this point or even go back to the other ones.
Not
like,
for a guy that gets that lost in the sauce.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can follow a guy that's that lost in it.
Yeah. And even then, like, part of the whole issue, like why he got this disrespectful was because he saw all these cosigns from his contemporaries and like other like black people in the space. And he was like, oh,
He got too comfortable.
And like, that's always the danger when you're commenting on a culture that isn't yours, is getting to a point where you become too comfortable and you say something insensitive or do something insensitive.
Yeah.
And then think that because you were like the common analogy is because you were given a plate at the cookout, that means you're invited to the whole thing. But if you're given a plate at the cookout and then you shit on the ground, you can still get kicked out.
Sure.
They could take that plate away.
So
word to the wise, if you're doing hip hop commentary, don't question a black man's blackness. Don't count the amount of N-words somebody says in a song. Don't trace somebody's genealogy to figure out if they were slaves. And don't get too comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happened
here.
With,
here
what's
are
the dirt?
Yeah, today's lessons. Anyway, roll out the red carpet, Dawson. Let's get back to talking about Fallout Boy.
Holy, how long have we been going? 45 minutes. We talked about the song a pretty... do we want to like mention like standout lyrics or anything? Maybe check out some annotations.
I really liked "And in the End, I Don't Make It on the List. Would You Sneak Me a Wristband?"
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
That's pretty
fun.
Classic.
That's that reminds me of old Fallout Boy.
Yeah.
So,
that's
pretty
what
fun
I thought.
Lyric. I mean, pretty Christian lyrics, honestly.
Yeah. He's putting a lot of stock in getting to heaven here.
Yeah, similar to how we will praise older Fallout Boy songs for having some banger lines, mm-hmm. and then just knowing when to stop. I think this one has that too. Yeah. I don't know if it has any more bangers other than the wristband line and I'll tell you I'm fine, but I'm a missile that's guided to you, which is kind of fun. I kind of like that. I kind of like any time Fallout Boy mentions weapons.
Yeah.
That is fun.
I love it when they invoke weaponry.
I also like the "you're the one habit I just can't kick."
Yeah.
I think nice. That's fun.
Yeah. I like
know.
It.
There's no Hot Topic lines in this. There's no "I'll stop wearing black when they make a darker color," which I like.
Good line.
I think it's fun.
Works in that song.
And the way he says it is fun.
When they make a darker color, you know?
Give me a boost over.
So true.
A boost over Heaven's Gate.
Yeah, it's cool imagery, too.
Yeah.
Like, getting to the line, being like, damn, I'm not on the list. Guess I'm fucking climbing over, baby.
Guess you're giving me a boost. Bitch.
Fuck.
I'll look at the annotation for that wristband line, though. Let's see what's going on here. The line is, "And in the end, if I don't make it on the list..." Oh, they have separate annotations for this. "When going into large community events such as concerts, attendees are given wristbands to show that they have earned their way... earned their way in and that they are allowed to attend said event. The narrator uses this concept to metaphorically convey that if he, she is for whatever reason not allowed in to wherever he, she may be talking about, that they want someone to essentially sneak them into that place. The place is heaven. Are you stupid? It is likely that this line directly correlates to the next line regarding the gates of heaven and how the narrator needing a boost over them might suggest that they feel like they aren't good enough to get into heaven by legitimate means."
Correct, but could have cut that down a little bit.
And then, as always, stupid comment, trying to relate it to another song. "Making it on the list is referring to St. Peter, who is often depicted as the gatekeeper of heaven. St. Peter's list, as referenced in Rat-a-Tat as well, is a list of people who will be accepted into heaven. Wristbands are used at concerts and other events to indicate that people are allowed to be admitted. If the speaker doesn't get on St. Peter's list and is thus not granted entry into heaven, then he will need someone who is allowed in to sneak him a wristband."
Guys, this song is not connected to Rat-a-Tat.
The comment is the same as the annotation. Why even bother?
It's the same as the annotation, but with an added connection to Rat-a-Tat that doesn't exist.
I wonder if they explain guided missiles in this one.
That would be pretty funny.
Guided
missiles. it doesn't look like it.
It's still loading.
They
for
just
me.
Assume that we know what a guided missile is.
I mean, I do because I played Ace Combat. Baby.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Do you remember Ace Combat?
Oh wait, no, this is also a stupid annotation. For the line, "And I'll tell you that I am fine, but I'm a missile that's guided to you," it says the speaker is making a comparison of themselves to a quote unquote missile. An object that can be interpreted as being explosive and dangerous.
and sometimes
a guided missile is one that you cannot
change
the course of.
Sometimes it brings sugar over to your house. But it can be interpreted as explosive.
The line, "I'll tell you that I am fine," says that the speaker denies to their lover that they're struggling with their emotions and their love for them. but cannot help but to fall in love with them in the end, just like a guided missile.
As, I mean, that's how I got it too.
As well, this metaphor shows that the speakers see themselves, typo there, as a dangerous mess up parentheses of emotions possibly extending on the theme of low self-esteem that Fall Out Boy has been known to have in the past. Well, at least they didn't try to connect it to another song.
Yeah. There's no comment doing it either.
Yeah, I think it like, again, they're right. But I think the level of explanation there is a little, is a little much.
Under the comments for this is a really long annotation, so I don't really want to read it on the "Would you give me a boost over Heaven's Gate" line. No Face Piano Man 6 years ago commented, "Give me a boost could also represent the narrator asking if they would assist them in their suicide."
What?
I don't know about that one.
That doesn't sound right at all. chat, if you can hear, I don't know if you that's getting picked up. Josie, Dom's dog, is punching the hell out of the door to get in. I really hope Dom doesn't let her in, because I don't want her to fuck up the equipment we
have.
It's
okay. It's okay.
I think our mics are low.
Yeah, I think they're low enough to not detect them. It's just really distracting.
It's really funny.
She'll stop in a minute, I'm sure. Yeah.
But pretty, as always, pretty funny annotations. You know, it's a
pretty
Fall
good
Out Boy song,
yeah.
So funny annotations.
I enjoy this song a lot.
I think it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to give it a 6.
It gets a 7 for me. I feel like I'll return to this if I'm like in a Fall Out Boy mood.
Yeah.
I feel like I'll throw this in the queue.
I don't know.
I want to hear a good song.
I don't know what circumstance I would return to this one in, but if it ever came on for whatever reason, I wouldn't be upset. So far, that's two. You get two Mania Truthers.
You get two Mania songs, you truthers.
God, I can't believe it.
Three if you count us not hating Church.
I don't remember what I gave Church.
I think you gave Church like a 4 or 5.
I'm going to consult the spreadsheet.
The list.
I'm going to consult that damn spreadsheet. Very useful spreadsheet. I'm glad it's being kept up. Somebody DM'd me about using Flex Seal.
Awesome.
I don't remember what context that's in, but I'll look at it later, I guess.
Is it the person that does the spreadsheets that DM'd you about Flex Seal?
No, it was someone else.
Oh, well.
Okay. Let's see. Church. I gave it a 5.
What did I give it? You gave it a six. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. That sounds about right.
Yeah.
That's what I would give it now.
Maybe it's gotten worse in my memory because, like, the chorus will just get stuck in my head, and I don't like how he sings that chorus.
Yeah.
Like, that's another over-singing moment, and, like, that just bouncing around.
And the production is annoying, yeah.
Yeah.
That's one where the production's pretty grating. But
yeah.
Yeah.
Once again, sorry, dear. I know you're listening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unexpected, not dog shit song, from Mania. This like run of tracks, cause Church is right, before this. And then right before that is Wilson.
Oh.
So like if this 3 run of tracks was like all you knew from Mania, you'd be like, this album's pretty good.
I think that album's all right.
Yeah, I think that Mania album's all right. Just don't show me any of the other songs. But yeah, I guess I'll roll out that damn carpet. Thank you so much for listening. If you're still listening, if you're not, why don't you make like a tree and kill yourself?
Jesus.
Follow Carson and I's bands at the Calloused Owlboys on Instagram, at Calloused Owlboys on Twitter. Follow my band at Bummer Hill on Instagram, at Bummer Hill ATL on Twitter. Follow the podcast at The Dreaded Wheel on Twitter. Subscribe to the Patreon, $5 a month. You get a whole other episode every week. And you can also suggest a song for us to put on a wheel. Last week we did Sneaker Night by Vanessa Hudgens.
And it was really funny.
I gotta say, I think it's one of our funniest episodes.
I love that. I love that episode. Yeah. It's really good.
So if you want to see that episode and you didn't catch it before I realized I posted it to the main feed instead of unlisting it, you can subscribe to the Patreon and watch it. $5, baby. Oh, tickets for the they
Christmas
might be
on Mars.
Might be gone by now, but if they're not, go get them.
They're still available.
As of recording,
as of right now on Tuesday night, they are still available. But yeah, that could change at any moment.
So, if you want to come,
I'd advise you to move on them.
If you want a live podcast recording, buy a ticket, but don't expect that because it's not happening.
Maybe we'll do it in the green room or something. But
yeah,
you could find us. There's a scavenger hunt.
Don't go in the green room.
Don't go in the green room. Please,
don't.
Actually, really don't do
please
that.
Don't
I would really
that,
hate that.
All right. Let's spin that damn wheel and record that Patreon. I'm going to press that button. Oh, I missed. I missed again. There we go. It is...
of all the gin joints in all the world.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't heard this one in a while, so.
Me neither. We'll talk about that next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.